This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm David Fleming. Coming soon to Upland, it's Legends of Doo-Wop and R&B live in concert. The show includes Harold Winley's Clovers, Eddie Holman, Caesar Berry, and the Original Times, and the headliner, Mary Wilson. We know her, of course, as one of the founding members of the Supremes, though they were the Primettes when they first recorded. We look at the Supremes as being born of Motown, but you actually had a couple of songs on Lupine Records when...
Yes, we did. We certainly did. And, you know, it's amazing because I didn't even realize that those recordings had been released. I found out about maybe about 5 years ago, I think it was, when I was in England, and someone brought some up to me to sign. I'm like, where'd you get this? You know, because we, first of all, we went to Motown Records and we auditioned when we were 16 years old, and Mr. Berry Gordy said, come back and see me after you graduate from high school. And so, in the meantime, a young man took us over to Lupine Records, and we ended up doing a couple of sessions with people like Wilson Pickett, Eddie Floyd, and a couple of others. And so we did those, and we just weren't really happy about what was going on, because at Motown, you could actually hear the recordings on the radio. You could hear Smokey Robinson, you could hear Mark Johnson, and you could hear these people on the radio. So we're like, that's where we want to be. So we left Lupine and went back over to Motown and just started hanging around for months until we finally got sort of noticed. But that's how we ended up doing those recordings with these people. And like I said, we were so young, we didn't know what they were going to do with those records. And right. Years later, I found out they had actually released them.
Pretty Baby and Tears of Sorrow. And this has actually you on some of the leads there. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
When you started to record as the Supremes, I'd love to hear about the picking of the name. Do you recall some of the other names, and did you like any others better than the Supremes?
No, you know, because what we did was, when it was time for us to sign our recording contract, Mr. Gordy said he didn't like our name at the time. We were called the Primettes.
Right.
So he said, I don't like that name, so if we're going to sign this contract, you need to get a new name. And each of us went around and asked our friends and our neighbors and our teachers, because we were still in high school. So I don't recall any, and only Supremes stuck out. And it was amazing. But they were all kind of, because everything was about the gender. You know, it was like L's, Ed's, you know, like Raylette. Everything had that, because you had to denote if you were a female or a male back in those days. It was very important. So everything kind of ended in that. And that's how Supremes really stuck out, because it did not have that gender sort of spelling behind it. And so Florence picked it out. But years later, because I don't even think she remembered who put that name on it, because we were just writing names as people would say them, right? And years later, Janie Bradford, who was one of the writers of Money by Barrett Strong, told me that she had put that name on Florence's paper. So that's where the name came from.
That's Mary Wilson, headlining Legends of Doo-Wop and R&B live in concert December 10th in Upland. Information at affordablemusicproductions.com. Hear more from Mary Wilson on the next KVC Arts, along with Rick Dulock in conversation with Jonathan Sharp with Inland Pacific Ballet's Nutcracker. Tonight at 7 and Sunday night at 6. I'm David Fleming, 91.9 KVCR.